An Alaska-based foundation is pledging millions of dollars over the next few years to support the arts in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
Since the mid-1950s, the Rasmussen Foundation has been supporting nonprofit organizations and artists in Alaska, and the foundation reaffirmed its support for the arts on Thursday. The foundation issued a press release announcing that $8.5 million will be made available to fund a number of arts-related programs and initiatives. Cassandra Stalzer is a spokesperson for the Rasmussen Foundation.
Well, in 2003-2004, the Rasmussen Foundation launched its first initiative that was specifically to support the arts and artists in the state of Alaska. And at the time, we announced that that would be a 10-year commitment. And we were coming upon the end of that. The end of 2013 would have been the end of the initial 10-year commitment. So it was time for us to decide how we were going to continue and grow that support. So that the press release was really an articulation of the initial commitment that we made is drawing to a close, but we're not finished funding the arts and culture in Alaska.
The $8.5 million will be distributed over the next 4 years and will fund several programs, including the Individual Artist Awards, an Arts Acquisition Fund, and the Foundation's Arts and Education Program. Stalzer says the money will also be used to fund some new programs under development that will incentivize new public and private investment in the arts. She says the money will also fund a program to help get the arts and artists into rural areas of Alaska.
The Harper Arts Touring Program was designed specifically to get high-quality arts experiences to off-the-road communities where we know they are more expensive to transport instruments and equipment and sets and things like that. It also can be used for Alaska artists to mount tours to different Alaska communities.
Since it was founded, the foundation has awarded over $230 million in grants, and it currently has total assets of over $480 million. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.